Having a perfect website?
Not important.
Posting reels consistently?
Important.
Ooh, yes.
Professional logo?
Not important.
Ooh, interesting. She said that having a great website isn't important, but without a really good website that actually creates the conversion, you don't really get anything else.
90% of people who start their own business fail, but 90% of people who buy a franchise succeed. So it's like exactly opposite.
There is franchises in everything, and I'd like to know what statistic or research that's been backed up by, because that's a really big claim, hey? Holy moly. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. We are going to be exploring some of the videos that you're seeing dropping into your social media feeds and either dispelling some myths, reaffirming that what this content is true. Let's see what we can debunk today. Let's head into the first video.
90% of people who start their own business fail, but 90% of people who buy a franchise succeed. So it's like exactly opposite. 9 out of 10 people who just launch a business that's their own idea, they fail within 5 years. But 90% of people who buy a franchise, an existing business like a McDonald's, a Chick-fil-A, a Taco Bell, a Subway, it's all these different franchises that you can do, whether they're restaurants or cleaning or, I mean, there's now franchises in everything.
There is franchises in everything, and I'd like to know what statistic or research that's been backed up by, because that's a really big claim, hey? Holy moly. Every entrepreneur, every startup business out there would be thinking, well, just pack up the tools, let's go home and let's just open another Subway. I would really challenge that statistic because it seems phenomenally high when we know very well that when we just got to walk through a local shopping center on your normal school run or on your way to work, the amount of stores that are franchises that aren't there anymore, they're 1 minute gone the next. So getting into a franchise does not guarantee success. You've got to do a lot of work. And back when I was actually the shopping center marketing manager, I saw a lot of people sell their farms, their fruit farms, their cane farms, and buy into a franchise like a Baker's Delight and know nothing about baking and expect that simply because they bought into this multi-million dollar network that they were guaranteed success. I would say tread carefully and treat statistics like this with caution, because getting into a franchise does not guarantee success. And if you want to know more about if you have bought into a franchise and how to actually increase your chances of being successful, make sure you check out other episodes that we run here at the Marketing Factory podcast, because we give away some great free information. And if you want to know more, make sure that you reach out and directly message our page. Okay, let's head over now to exploring the next video.
The reason that people are not obsessed with your brand like you see in your competitor spaces is because you're not doing this stuff and they are. So a lot of you think branding is just visuals, logos, fonts, yeah, icons, colors, and overall design style. These things create something you really need, which is visual consistency. The next is purpose, and that is who you serve, why you serve them, what you solve, and how you solve it. This is what you're missing if you're having trouble attracting an audience that's willing to pay your prices. Brand's purpose is how you get a super aligned audience of people who are willing to work with you.
Absolutely.
This is one of the biggest parts of being magnetic. Experience is how you get people to stay and keep coming back to work with you. Yes. Your website, the process in which they work with you and how it works and how much you take care of them, etc.
Yes.
Customer experience. And the last is longevity. Basically, nobody ever does this one except for really, really big brands. This is keeping like a cyclical grasp on your research, conducting tests within your target audience and your product offerings to make sure that you are continually giving your clients things that they actually want and need, doing competitor research, making sure that you're continually differentiating yourself from them, and then mining for new problems that your clients are experiencing.
I just felt like I just landed back at uni and was in a lecture. then. But she's totally right. Brand is way more than your logo. And I know people are commenting on all of our social pages and all of the information that we drop. Branding is so much more than just your logo, just your colours. It is all of those things. This is great. Understanding all of the things that impact your brand and what you can do in it is critical. And again, if you'd like some more information, please do a search on our page. We've got heaps of content that you can actually find that is free and available. We're here to help people understand more about brand. And again, if the whole essence of what she's mentioning feels too overwhelming for you, please feel free to reach out, book that free strategy call with me at the Marketing Factory. Now, let's head into the next video.
If you see this on an agency website, run. Never work with them.
Run.
There's essentially two types of agencies in the market.
Yeah.
There's the traditional general one. They offer you services like this.
Right.
And they all sound the same.
Hey, hang on a minute. We got to call the team. Does ours look like that? No, just joking. Back to the video.
Best, you get mediocre results when you work with them.
Right.
And they're either too expensive, which is not explainable, or they're extremely cheap, which is also doubtful. The other type of agencies are specialized agencies.
Yes.
These agencies, they only do one thing and they do it really well. And these are the type of people who you want to work with.
Okay.
Yes, they may charge a premium, but what do you want more? Just to do any type of service or do you want to get results? If you want to get results, work with them, you'll get your money's worth.
Okay, so what are we doing here? One thing only, one thing only. So if I want SEO, I got to go with one specialist. If I want Google Ads, I got to go with one specialist. Is that what we're suggesting here? Yes, I agree. There are agencies out there that are generalists, and let's face it, there are a lot of them. When I started this business back in 2007, that's right, we are that young, that there was hardly any competition actually for agencies in my local area in regional Queensland. And suddenly, and about 10 years later, there was about 80 that were pop-ups. Because why? All of these kids that are at uni, that are graduating marketing, that are learning marketing, that want to put their skills into action, there wasn't enough jobs for them at the time. So they started popping up. Little freelancers freelancers were popping up here and there and everywhere. So what happens in business is that we take business where we can. We want to grow instead of really understanding what makes us special so that we can niche down and serve those people and serve those people well. After decades of working in our industry, we at the Marketing Factory know what our specialty is. We know who we work really well with, and we have been working really well with businesses that operate over multiple locations. We bring strategy, we bring streamlined structure and process that others simply can't. And if unless you have decades of experience doing this, it can be a lot to consume and very overwhelming. Some agencies just are not built for multi-location support, but we are. So be wary, be mindful when you are choosing any supplier to work with your business. Do your research and really ask the question, not only where is my business at right now and what do I need right now, but what does my business need in the future to get us to our dream, to get us to our goal? Let's go on to the next video.
Having a perfect website?
Not important.
Posting reels consistently?
Important.
Ooh, yes.
A professional logo?
Not important.
Ooh.
Having a clear sales process?
Important.
Important.
Posting on every social platform?
No, not important.
Not important.
Automating
Agreed.
Systems and processes?
Important.
Yes, very good.
Sending mass emails?
Not important.
Not important.
It's nurturing. Not okay.
Showing real results?
Super important.
Doing collaborations?
Not important, but it definitely brings exposure.
Using case studies to grow?
Very important. We're in a trust recession.
Using the right AI tools?
Super important.
Yes.
Optimize and
Good.
Be time efficient.
Finding the right clients?
Important.
Having proof to get more clients?
Important.
Yeah.
Finding people who actually need your service?
Super important.
Following to social influence studios?
Super important.
Ooh, a lot of interesting topics there, isn't it? You know, again, overwhelmed by all of the choices. And so I guess a little message for you, for myself in that my brain stopped remembering maybe anything. I remembered the website and didn't remember the end. So when you are making real content, again, try to hit home on what your main message is at the end, because there was a lot of options in there and I can't actually recall what all of those were. But in some, mostly, I agreed with her on her choices. So people think that, interesting, she said that having a great website isn't important, but without a really good website that actually creates the conversion, you don't really get anything else. So we've talked about this before here at the Marketing Factory podcast. Is your website designed to just preach about you, preach about your business, preach about what you do, the awards you've won, all of these great features and benefits and services? Or does your website actually speak to the consumer who is going through their situation, their condition at that particular time, and make them feel and build the trust? So I would probably challenge a few of the things she says was important and not important. But again, if we look at the age demographic of the girl that's actually presented this, we are in a very different economy now. We are in a very different age. And so if you are a baby boomer, a Gen X, we potentially view the world and our businesses a little bit differently to, say, a Gen Y and a Gen Z. So it's really interesting to be mindful, because you need to put your marketing and yourself into the eyes and into what matters in whoever your actual customers are, not yourself. And sometimes we ended up doing marketing to ourselves when really we need to take a step back and say, well, if we're marketing to that group, are we actually being seen where they need to see us or where they even expect to see us? So lots of great content there. If you're seeing anything across your socials, if something pops up in your feed, go ahead, forward that to the Marketing Factory. Forward it to our page. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to tailor any content to you and what your burning questions are in our podcast. And until next time, don't blend in. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.